All right, welcome back to the Triple Option with RVKD. Shout out to at Super Laser Gun. But I found it too, but he sent it to me almost simultaneously, the interview of the young lady who was having sex while during an interview at a swingers club on COVID reopenings. Well, that's not what I didn't mean it like that, but you get my point. The COVID restrictions. So, yeah. We did listen to it. Told you guys I'd find it. We will not play that.
No.
All right. On the air.
Unfortunately.
No. We don't even know what they're saying. Can't even translate it, number one, because they can say anything. And then number two, yeah, there's definitely sex happening during that interview.
Some slapping.
Yeah. I can't believe her parents listened to that.
How did both y'all find that so quickly?
This is the internet. You can find anything these days.
All right. So you're kind of getting on BK because BK said he looked for it.
Yeah, well, he looked for it, but you got to know where to look. All right?
BK's pretty good at that stuff.
He's good at that stuff. Yeah, that's true. Wouldn't look into the dirtiest of dirty spots. Mm. I'll look on the dark web for that
stuff. How did her dad listen to that? That's disgusting.
Her dad's got some issues.
Her dad's just happy she got laid.
All right. We got to move on here.
I love it.
Have we already got the call?
I mean, we got to quit while we're behind.
Right. Okay.
I'm just saying.
We haven't gotten the call yet.
Behind. We didn't play it.
Okay.
Stop. Nobody's playing it. All right, go.
Basketball. Last night, guys.
Luka.
How good was he? Unbelievable.
I love this game.
What a win by the Mavs. 105-100 in game five. They win in L.A. How about this, guys? This Mavs-Clippers series, only the second series in NBA playoff history that has seen the road team win the first five games.
I actually did know the one, I remembered it, Rod, you should too, before they talked about it, obviously, post-game, which is must watch.
1995 Western Conference Finals, Houston and San Antonio. The Rockets ultimately won that series in six games en route to their second straight NBA title. But yeah, this is only the second time where it's happened, and the Mavs hope they can do what Houston did and close out the series in Game 6 at home. That Game 6 will be tomorrow night. But Luka Doncic, what an unbelievable performance by him. 42 points, 14 assists, 8 rebounds. He led the Mavs in all three of those categories. He did not get a lot of help. It's sort of a hold-my-beer situation with Dame Lillard and Luka Doncic, right? Both guys having historically good performances by themselves, but also getting next to nothing from their teammates. Only one other Mav in double figures last night, Tim Hardaway Jr., who was big in the fourth. He was horrible for the first three quarters, but hit some big shots late for the Mavs as they closed it out. But how about this, Rod? Luka scored or assisted on 31 of the Mavs' 37 field goals last night.
That's crazy, man.
They get blown out of that game if he doesn't have the performance that he has, and he helped lead the Mavs to a massive, massive win in Game 5.
Yeah. He is the third player in NBA history to score or assist on 80% of his team's field goals in a playoff game. The other two are LeBron and AI. He's in rarefied air these days. And, you know, yesterday I was, you know, we were talking about the Clippers and the Mavs and whether it's a bad matchup for the Clippers, who wanted this, by the way. This is, they're the ones who manipulated the standings, if you will, late and did a lot of load management to make sure that they didn't see the Lakers in the postseason before they saw a team like the Mavs. It's not necessarily a bad matchup, but man, Luka's just, maybe there's not really a matchup for a true superstar that is going to be advantageous to you. Like when you go up against Kevin Durant, there's nobody saying, yeah, Kevin Durant's a bad matchup for them. No, it's Kevin Durant.
Right.
Right? LeBron's not a bad matchup for anybody. He's freaking LeBron.
Right.
I mean, Steph Curry's not a bad matchup. He's freaking Steph Curry.
He's not a bad matchup for anybody. He's a bad matchup for everybody.
Yeah, I was saying, no, it's not just a bad. No, it's not. It's not about a matchup. Like it's not about matchups. He is just an elite player, and nobody on the planet really can defend him successfully. And that goes for all those guys who are in that rarefied air that I'm talking about. I just think Luka's there. I mean, I think he, and that's crazy to say, he's already there because Sam Ellinger is older than he is.
So I saw that on Twitter. Like, that blew my mind.
It's just like, what? How is this possible? But he's just that good, man. He really is. I am flabbergasted. I don't use that a lot as a black man when I watch Luka play because it's my jaw is on the floor usually because I can't believe what he's doing.
The only question I have in terms of him and just how great and dominant he's going to be is health. I mean, he is that young. There's no one. And BK, I'd love to get your thoughts on this as much NBA as you watch. And you can be objective with this, separating your Mavs love. Is there, so I'm as a Bulls fan, so if I could put this guy on the Bulls, is there anyone 24 and younger that you would take to try and build your franchise around than him?
No.
Okay, I mean, I didn't think so either. Look, Trae Young, they were in the trade together. That was actually a pretty good trade for both.
It worked out both ways, didn't it? Trae Young would be a guy you'd throw in that conversation. Zion would be a guy who'd be in that conversation. A Ja Morant might be in that conversation as well. But now, there are a ton of young studs in today's NBA, but none of them are better than this guy. He is special, man. And just what he did last night was unreal. And think about how many good defenders the Clippers have.
I thought.
Perimeter defenders, yeah.
Paul George, Rajon Rondo, Patrick Beverley. I mean, they have tried all of those guys on Luka, and they can't stop him.
Exactly.
And
they tried Marcus Morris on him.
Yeah, it had the TNT crew after the game questioning whether or not those guys are that good of defenders.
Right. They are.
And they are.
It's just him.
It's just Luka's that good.
It's that good.
To your point. Huge third quarter for the Mavs. They won that game with that big flurry they had late in the third. I mean, it's rare where you see a team only score 16 points in the fourth quarter and win a close game like that. But it happened to be enough. And I'll give Rick Carlisle some credit, man. I mean, he's a great coach, one of the better coaches in the NBA. You look at the rosters of these two teams, the Clippers, without question, have more talent. I mean, the Mavs have the best player in this series, but the Clippers have more talent. They've got more depth. There's no debate there. Rick Carlisle's coming up with ways to give the Mavs an advantage. How about playing a zone defense? How often do you see that in today's NBA?
So I want to give him some love because I think Carlisle has done a damn good job in making the moves, and zone was the main thing I was thinking of.
Yeah, and going Boban and KP on the floor at the same time, like 2 7-footers in today's NBA. Yeah. Like, that's just not a thing, and it worked, and it made life pretty tough. Like Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, who were able to get to the rim with ease in Dallas in games 3 and 4, they had a tough time dealing with those rim protectors. They had to settle a little bit more than they did in those previous two games. So give Rick Carlisle some credit, man. It's been a fun chess match between these two coaches. But a ridiculous performance by Luka. And it's, you know, it'd be amazing if he could win this series for the Mavs. But, God, if the Mavs want to do anything beyond this series, like if the Mavs win or whoever wins this series is going to play Utah in round two, he's going to need some help.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that everyone expects to be that help gave Dallas absolutely nothing last night. And that's Kristaps Porzingis.
Well, he gave him a three. Nice pass.
Yeah, it was a big three late, but then like he gave up.
Hardaway is the second guy.
He is now.
It's Tim Hardaway.
It shouldn't be that case. KP's on a max contract.
Yeah. I know, but in the playoffs, though, it's been him. He's been the second guy, but I agree. I know you're right, but it hasn't been KP yet, but Hardaway's been stepping up.
I mean, it's amazing. 8 points. Your max contract player gives you 8 points, and you beat a team that good on the road. But, man, it just looked like KP didn't care at times on the floor. Mm. Looked like the Mavs were going 4-on-5 at times last night. Kristaps Porzingis' new position is just stay out of the way. Like, they're not even trying to make him a part of the offense anymore. It's you stand in the corner, and if Luka wants to pass it to you, he'll pass it to you. Mm. But sorry, you're not giving us enough right now. So. Yeah. It'd be amazing if the Mavs could win this series without Kristaps, but if they want to do anything beyond this series, not that I'm chalking this thing up as over, but they're going to need him to give a little bit more, a lot of bit more.
You were talking about puckering for the other things earlier, maybe Texas baseball puckering a little bit, or just college baseball teams when you get down in that regional game. Where was your pucker level once that 10-point lead shrunk to 1, and all of a sudden they get a rebound? And I can't believe, I forgot who that was, didn't try and finish. And instead passes it.
Oh, Terrence Mann?
Yes.
For the Clippers? Yeah, he passed up a wide-open layup. And
I'm not a Mavs fan, and I was pissed. Not at him passing it, but the fact that lead just disappeared like that.
Yeah, the Mavs did not play well in the fourth quarter, and Luka admitted it. Right, Luka had a historically good game, and
he wasn't
happy. Oh, I played like crap in the fourth quarter, and he's kind of right. But he also had the entire world guarding him in the fourth quarter. But to answer your question, it was non-existent. It was so puckered that it just wasn't there anymore. I think it disappeared. If that's the answer that you are looking for,
what I'm looking for.
So Mavs get a win, a huge win. Game 5 winners in series that were tied 2-2 go on to win the series 82% of the time. So history is on Dallas's side. Game 6 coming up tomorrow. Guys, we had three closeouts in the association.
Can I quickly add one more thing on this game?
For sure.
Rondo, the look he gave Kawhi after that shot.
Ball?
Yeah, the air ball. That did seem forced and a little too quick.
Yes, bad look for Kawhi. Funny Rondo's doing that because Rondo airballed like a wide open three earlier.
I was thinking
the
exact
same
thing.
And that guy couldn't make a three to save his life, so him being the guy to give Kawhi the look, like if Paul George wanted to give Kawhi the look, okay, that's fair.
But not the guy who went 0-for-6.
Not the guy who can't make that same shot or any shot close to that, right? Interesting bit from Rajon Rondo. At the three games last night, guys, the 76ers are moving on without Joel Embiid. They beat the Wizards in Game 5. Atlanta ends the Knicks' magical season. It was weird to call a magical season losing in 5 games in the first round, but for the Knicks, that feels pretty damn good.
Yeah.
There's a second-round matchup there, 76ers-Hawks, and then the Jazz, once again, they are moving on. They dominated the Grizzlies last night.
Jazz, your favorite, no matter who they play in this, whether it's Clippers. No?
No, Clippers would be my favorite against the Jazz.
Okay.
Jazz Mavs would be interesting.
Okay.
But if the Clippers find a way to win these next 2 games, then I'd pick them to beat Utah. What about tonight, guys? 2 games, Nuggets at Blazers. They played a phenomenal Game 5.
It's been the best series.
Instant classic, epic, whatever you want to coin it as. That game was ridiculous. The double overtime win for Denver.
Best game in the playoffs.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Portland favored tonight. Rod, you got a beat. You think the Blazers force a Game 7, or does Denver close this one out tonight?
Oh, that's good. I could see Denver closing it out, honestly, because the Trailblazers, we've seen this before from them. At times, they can exhaust themselves emotionally. They have these, right, these kind of born burner series, and they just don't have enough as a team overall to withstand a long series like this against a really good team, and the Nuggets are a damn good team. So I think Dame, he's got enough, and I don't know if he's got enough firepower overall to power the Trailblazers through to win the series. I think the Nuggets can close them out. I do. I think the Nuggets can do it.
Katie?
I think they can. I'm going to take the Trailblazers. I think that Dame gets enough help around him. It can only go up from what it was. But I think he gets enough help that they win this. Let's see where Rod's coming from. I'm going to go and take the Blazers. I think this thing goes 7. And I think the Nuggets win in 7.
Another game tonight, guys. Suns at Lakers. Phoenix a chance to close out the defending champs. Scary. The Lakers are favored in this game by 2. They think Anthony Davis is going to play, but how effective will he be? Obviously, a huge question. Can the Lakers survive, guys? LeBron 14-0 in the first round of the NBA playoffs. These are uncharted waters. Do the Suns close this one out, KD? I'll ask you first this time, or do the Lakers force a 7th game?
He's going to be 14-1 after tonight. The Suns close this thing out, and I think you said it. The Suns, if you go, 2-5 with AD out, they've got the best players, and I think the Suns end up winning this thing. I don't trust the groin. I don't trust any groin, but AD's groin with this, and without him, Rod, Suns are a better team.
Yeah, AD's injury history is just so frustrating, troubling for the Lakers because, I mean, he's been injured more than he's been healthy in his career, period. And he just
street
had
clothes.
Yeah, he just had, you know, that 1 year last year where they magically were able to keep him healthy enough where he can go through the postseason. That's great. But, you know, if you're LeBron James, you might have to think about another plan or at least a contingency insurance plan behind him on that roster somewhere so that if he does get hurt, you still got a viable number 2 because right now they don't know who that is on that team other than LeBron. Oh, man, it's hard betting against LeBron. We're so programmed now.
I know.
That when LeBron's back is up against the wall, he usually responds in these post-game situations, but even a healthy AD is going to be 60%, 65%, 70%. I'm going to go with LeBron, but I don't feel good about it. Going against LeBron feels wrong, especially when it comes to Phoenix. But I
totally
know
get you.
Phoenix is a better team, especially with a hurt Anthony Davis, but I'm going with LeBron.
Going with the Valley,
I'm
BK? I'm
going to say LeBron pulls it out.
Yeah, I'm not going with the Phoenix Suns. I'm going with the Valley. That's a bit I can't stand. I'm all about alternate jerseys. But in the playoffs?
I'm not. I don't like all these in the playoffs.
Like it just takes me a couple of minutes to figure out which teams I'm watching.
Imagine what it does for Rod and I.
Yeah, you guys are old.
Man.
I mean, I'm going to get that Shazam app. Does that help with that?
Mm. Shazam?
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear that, Rod.
I did hear that.
Oh, you did hear that. Yeah. You weren't here for it. Thank
I heard
you for
the
listening.
Bit.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, but I can tell you that guy does not have Shazam on his phone.
Wait, so you heard that. You must have been laughing.
Yeah, there's no way you have Shazam on your phone. But it's such a great app. I mean, everybody has
Shazam.
Oh, it sounds
great.
It's an amazing app. You're out at a restaurant, you go, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Shazam.
Sounds perfect for me.
It is perfect. It's perfect. The older you get, the more you need Shazam.
Yeah.
Because you know more music. You just don't know that you know that music.
Older you get, you need an AC. You need an AC that works. It's about to get hot, too, and that's where Bryant AC and Electric can help you out. One-stop shop for both AC and electrical needs. They've been in business for almost 40 years now in Austin. Fantastic family. Second-generation family-run business. Lifetime Austinites. And they're still doing great work. I like the experience you hear. Hey, you've been in business almost four decades. Well, what are you doing lately? Here's what they're doing lately. They won the Chronicle Best of 2019, Local Best in 2018, 2019, and 2020. And they work with every brand of AC unit. So if you need any electrical needs or AC needs, give them a call. It's 512-328-3268. 512-328-3268. It's Bryant AC and Electric. You can catch them online at BryantACService.com. Shazam!
Is that part of the read?
Shazam!
Wasn't that what Shazam was like? Shazam! Like,
yeah, the comic hero?
Yeah.
I think he does.
You should
like
know
that.
This.
Yeah, it was a movie. Yeah. Okay. It was a comic book, and I think it was a movie recently.
Does it say Shazam. That on your sheet of paper?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, he's like a kid that turns into like an adult superhero, right?
Okay. I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Oh, I think he does. He's like a kid, and he says Shazam, and he turns into an adult superhero.
Katie, okay. Are you thinking of ShamWow?
No, I'm thinking of ShamWow.
I remember ShamWow, that As Seen on
the
TV.
Infomercial?
Towel.
Yeah, man. Watch the car, that thing.
Yeah.
That thing was, I had a ShamWow, I believe.
Camp ShamWow.
No.
I think you could buy them at Walmart, yeah. At that As Seen on Television aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's one of my favorite aisles at Walmart.
Didn't the ShamWow guy end up getting arrested for drugs or...
Oh, I think you're right.
All sorts of...
I remember that guy.
No, drugs will be okay with.
No,
where's it going?
I don't know.
I'd about to say, is
it
other
like
stuff?
Jared from
it could have been
Subway,
worse.
Is he?
I don't know. We'll get back to you on that.
That's what I'm just saying.
This has been quite a show.
After the break, it's the Triple Option with
maybe
our BKD. We've got the BK Lounge coming up. Gentlemen, the future of politics is here.
Fourth and five, the national championship on the line right here.
All the band is out on the field.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes!
I don't believe what I just saw.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Chalmers for the tie.
Got it. In 2 seconds.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal.
Oh, wow. In your life, have you seen anything like that?
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Now, it's time to step inside the BK Lounge. Here's your host.
Who the hell is
Brad Kellner?
Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want. You know I got it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the BK Lounge. June 3rd, 2021 edition of the Lounge. Alongside Kevin Dunn. And Rod Babers, I am BK Brad Kellner, and this edition of the BK Lounge is brought to you by Audio Visual Consultations. Give them a call, 255-8678, to get the home TV setup of your dreams. All right, fellas, my professional radio tease before the break was, the future of politics is here. Now, you guys know if I'm talking politics, it's not politics. We've got bits involved.
I'm about to say, anything that's not the politics of... What's going on now?
We've got a funny story.
Both sides.
To get to here. But I think this is the future of politics, and I think this is the future of political campaigning.
Okay.
If it isn't, it should be. A big campaign event for a New Mexico sheriff, that's not Old Mexico, but New Mexico, who is running for mayor of Albuquerque, abruptly descended into chaos Tuesday night when a drone buzzed into view behind him. So there's a guy campaigning to be the mayor of Albuquerque, and he's speaking to a crowd of around 70 people.
Sheriff.
A sheriff trying to be mayor.
Okay.
Campaigning to a crowd of about 70 people, and there's a drone that buzzes into view behind him while he's talking. The drone was carrying something as it was floating just beyond the candidate's head. What was it carrying, you ask? A big, black, veiny dildo.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. A drone carrying a massive sex toy.
Wow.
Too bad the Danish reporter wouldn't cover it.
was flying behind this candidate as he was speaking. According to the Albuquerque Journal, around 70 people gathered to hear candidate Manuel Gonzalez III. I'll go Manuel Gonzalez III speak before he was harried by the sex toy.
Wow.
And the video shows the, jiggling around Gonzalez's head when a woman in the audience asks, quote, "Is that a dong on a drone?" End quote.
Wow.
A man identified by the journal as the venue's owner attempts to grab it from the sky before getting into a scuffle with another man who tries to get it back. So, fellas, we have ourselves a new invention. The dill drone has arrived.
The dill
drone.
Yeah.
Great name.
Oh,
I bet.
So,
this has not been a PG-13 show.
It's not been at all.
It's G. You're right. I want this to become a thing, guys. I want this to become a new form of debate among political candidates. If your opposing candidate is giving a speech, you just lower a dill drone behind him. Like, that's awesome. That's what I want in politics. This is what I want in everything. I want chaos. I want madness all the time. And that's what we had here. And I wonder, like, if this will ever happen with the presidential debate. I'm almost surprised it didn't happen with the last presidential debate.
I was
going to
say,
had.
I think we had worse, actually.
I just love, though, like, a future presidential debate where a guy is, like, waving the thing away like a gnat while he's trying to talk.
Oh, man. It'll never happen because, not for presidential, because you have the Secret Service.
You about to say.
Yeah. They don't let it. Yeah, they would literally kill that guy and claim. Yeah,
it's a drone.
They'll claim like national defense.
Oh, they'd find the guy and then kill him.
Yeah,
like,
saying,
they might not
be
able to find him before the drone gets there. You know,
that's true. But
he's
that's
got
a good point.
Big veiny thing flopping behind the candidate while he's talking.
Is that video? Is it the video of it, KD?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said there's a video.
I think KD and I are going to watch this while you tell us the story.
Unfortunately, the only video I could find has the toy blurred out.
Okay,
that's
fine. But I still want to see what it looks like.
Because,
I don't need to see
the X-rated version of everything.
Right.
Yeah. There is a still shot of everything, though, if you're looking for that. I could show you guys during the break. So, of course, there are conspiracies abound.
Oh, hey, stop blurring out on this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't think it'd be hanging down like that.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, it's just hanging freely from the drone. Yeah, it's massive.
He just... Was it that guy's drone?
Yeah, so he was just standing right there.
He was standing right there. The guy that was working the drone.
Yeah, the guy who was working the drone, but we're trying to figure out, like, whose drone it was.
Wow.
Or who set up that guy to work the drone.
Whoa.
So there are conspiracies abound, guys. The candidate's opponent swears that he had nothing to do with it. Of course, the blame game has started. And by the way, these are primaries. So this was Democrat on Democrat crime here.
Okay.
The incumbent mayor is a Democrat, a guy by the name of Tim Keller.
Of course, it's the Democrat.
He's the guy being accused of setting this thing up. Keller's campaign manager said, quote,
"In fairness, there are dildos in both parties." So,
good job.
The campaign manager said, quote, "To suggest we were behind it is pathetic and the kind of desperation that has marked Manny's troubled campaign."
Whoa.
End quote. Also, there was a 20-year-old in the audience that apparently went up on stage and punched the candidate while yelling, "He's a tyrant."
Manny? Punched Manny?
Punched Manny.
What?
Jesus.
Why is Manny being attacked like this with dildos and people punching him? Was it at the same?
Same place.
Same concert?
Yeah. What a night.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not going to win, Manny.
No.
People are...
Drop out.
You got to give up at this point, right?
Drop out.
You know what? That is so... Okay, because remember... This is not funny. Remember when W had some shoes thrown at him?
Oh, yeah. He's in Asia, right?
It's
not... I'm keeping it open there, but...
Yeah, I think it was like in the Middle East or
not
something.
Not at all.
But yeah, they threw shoes at him. W ducked him too. I mean, W was it was clean. He ducked him clean.
Nice moves.
Great timing, great reaction. But this is kind of what it reminds me of. I mean, it's crazy.
How great
right,
is
that
this?
Was a bit
so
weird.
Surreal. Wow.
So yes, dual drone now a thing.
What if that guy wins?
That'd be amazing.
In spite of all that stuff.
Good luck to Manuel Gonzalez III.
I feel bad. I don't even know his
That's
politics.
Amazing.
I feel bad for Manny.
How did you find this story? That's a great story. How's this story not going national yet? I mean, that should be a viral story.
I told you guys yesterday, I'm a dumpster when it comes to internet content.
You really are.
That's amazing.
By the way, the guy who punched the mayoral candidate is going to jail. The good news is Gonzalez himself was unharmed by the punch.
Oh, that probably hurt more by the dildo.
Yeah.
The feelings, anyway.
That hurts the pride a little bit. How about this, guys? Next story. In sports-related news, more PG, if you will. NBC's Al Michaels has emerged as Amazon Prime's top choice for its forthcoming exclusive Thursday night NFL package. The courting has already begun with NBC, an active part of the discussions that would include Al Michaels and a number of top production people from NBC going to Amazon when Amazon begins its exclusive broadcast for Thursday Night Football in the 22-23 season.
Wow.
So we're still a year away from that. But guys, Michaels is in the final contract. Final contract. He's in the final year of his contract at NBC.
Yeah.
He's slated to call the Super Bowl this year, too.
He's got to be getting close to his final contract at some point. He hasn't slipped much. He's still really damn good.
He's 76 years young. Does sound great. Michaels is apparently the top choice, but also Amazon is looking at Joe Buck and Ian Eagle right now.
Okay.
So they are looking to spend some money here. And the biggest contract, of course, for an NFL broadcaster is owned right now by Tony Romo, who signed that 10-year, $180 million contract with CBS. Michaels is not getting 10 years, of course, but I wonder if he's going to ask for more money than, and he probably will ask and probably will get more money than Tony Romo when it's all said and done. So this might be our final year of hearing Al Michaels on Sunday Night Football, and Amazon might be the guy who hires him away from NBC.
I think that's the future for broadcast, especially for college sports, college football. You're going to see Amazon and these tech companies come in and spend a boatload of money, not only for the rights for the games, but obviously for the talent to call the games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, streaming is the future.
It is.
For sure. So I think Mike Tirico is next in line for Sunday Night Football. He does some fill-in stuff for Al Michaels already.
Yep.
You guys down with Mike Tirico being the future voice of SNF?
I think Tirico's really
good. I like
good.
Tirico. Yeah.
And then what about Chris Collinsworth? He's got 2 years left on his contract. I think Drew Brees might be the guy that they
are
trying to mold to replace him in a couple of years.
I'm okay with Collinsworth. I know there's a lot of hate. I'm also, by the way, I mean, I get that he comes off as douchey, but as a play-by-play guy, Joe Buck's pretty good.
Oh, BK hates Joe Buck.
I know he does.
No, I don't like Joe Buck.
Okay. Baseball?
No.
Football, obviously, no.
A little better in football than baseball. I like enthusiasm for my broadcasters.
I got you.
You don't need to be Gus Johnson, although I love Gus Johnson.
Okay.
You need to not make every call sound like the first inning of the first Major League Baseball game of the season. I need a little bit more out of you, Joe. Team just won the World Series. Can we get a little bit more excitement going here, sir?
I didn't say it's my favorite, but I don't have the hate. You would think on Twitter.
You're cool with the here's a guy bit from Chris Collinsworth? Now, here's a guy who says that 40 times a game.
He does. It just doesn't. It doesn't grate on me like it does like a lot of people.
Yeah, I like Collinsworth a decent
amount. He's okay.
Yeah, he's fine. I think Drew Brees has the chance to be better, though.
Yeah, of course he does.
I mean, just listening to Drew Brees in interviews over the years, he seems to have that Tony Romo type of personality, right? Like, he's going to be way closer to Romo than Jason Witten, you know?
Right. Yeah, I just wonder with guys like that, how much they protect players that they're still friends with.
Mm.
Takes a little while, probably.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it takes a little while.
And I get that. I mean, you're still boys with someone.
Does that count as protecting players?
No. Romo's just weird on the air, but in a good way.
Yeah, agreed 100%. You know, as long as they keep Carrie Underwood, I think it's okay.
Oh, Sunday night.
As long as she stays in part of the Sunday Night Football broadcast, I don't care who's calling the
game. Now, Hank Williams Jr. got canceled, right?
They
brought him back, though, yeah.
Okay.
He got canceled and came back.
They paired him up with two not racist people, I think.
Okay. That's what I meant with the canceling part. Did you say something or do something?
Well, I don't know. I'll do some research and get back to you on that. But Hank is Monday Night Football.
Oh, I know he is. Okay. I know he is, but I was just trying to think of that's the only intro music for an NFL game that I ever cared about.
Monday Night Football?
Yeah, like back in the day when that really was its own thing. Remember in the late 80s or early 90s when they came on with that?
Yeah, no doubt.
Monday Night Football going on tonight. Are you ready for some football? That's my Hank
Monday Night Party.
There you go.
No.
This is Rockin' Randall Wayne. Ready to get the body started.
Okay.
No, I remember. He's no, right, I'm though. Hungry, it was like a thing. Like, people would sing along sugar. With it. Not anymore. That's back when you had theme songs, though.
Yeah.
And now there are no real good theme
You've
songs,
about
even
theme
the television
songs. For sitcoms,
songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, for TV theme songs. That was back in then. Now nobody cares about theme
it
songs.
It was y'all and all your rowdy friends singing.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go. Nice. That was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
So there's the BK Lounge.
Love it.
The Dill Drone.
The Dill Drone.
The future of politics.
Wow.
Has arrived. Dippin' Dots, the future of ice cream. Dill Drone, the future of politics. It's a beautiful thing.
Is it going to have the same result as the future of ice cream Dippin' Dots did, which didn't really take off the way we thought?
Hopefully a better result.
Dude, Dippin' Dots were at a kiosk in a mall when Rod and I were 12.
I remember that, yeah. I've never had a Dippin' Dot in my life. I don't even know what the hell it is.
They're not bad.
They're very good.
I would have Dippin' Dots at Schlitterbahn for some reason.
Was this ice cream in a ball?
Yeah, it's just a bunch of little balls.
Of ice cream?
Yeah. Mm. All right.
Overrated.
And I've given him so much material today.
We're going to break.
Yeah, but we are.
When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We'll tell you what's on tap, and we'll set the table for the Night of Horn programming. That's next.
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That's really
man,
good.
That's good. That is...
Pop a top again.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. Time for us to wrap things up and put it in the oven. Before we do that, we'll let you know what's on tap. If you missed any part of the show or any part of any other shows, go to hornfm.com and you can go to the podcast page there and basically relive any of the shows, any of those moments with all of us at the podcast page at hornfm.com.
There's a lot of stuff on this one.
Yeah, it's some PG-13, some a little rated R. I think
it's a mix.
We walked up to NC-17 at times and never crossed that line. Maybe NC-15, but it's all good. So I would recommend you go listen to first, second, third, fourth hour. Yeah, fourth hour too.
What is this?
BK's Lounge still got me thinking about how politics is changing forever. So basically what you're saying, BK, is we could end up with pranking as a part of politics now.
Mm-hmm.
We just start pranking each other.
That's awesome.
And then instead of insulting each other like we've been doing, which I don't really like the tone of politics now, it's like it's hateful and vitriolic.
Yes.
This would be a more good-hearted way to up your challenger. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, no, I'm going to be really creative and funny and good-hearted, and that came up with the drone dildo. So if you start just going back and forth with pranks, we'd all have more fun, and you still get to demean and degrade your opponent.
I prefer dill drone over drone dildo. But,
okay, sorry. There you go. Dill drone, there you go.
To each his own.
I think you're onto something here, though. If we're going to insult each other, let's do it with pranks and not with hateful language and not with divisive politics and propaganda. Let's just go old school pranking, man.
I'm a bits guy, man.
Yeah, I'm with you, though.
That's
like
a bit right there.
That's a nice bit.
It'd be a step up in maturity somehow. Usually getting to pranking's not, but it's like going from 8 to 12.
Yeah, somehow.
I'm into slingshots now.
Whoopee cushions.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to TP this house.
Yes. Right.
All right. What's
that was fun. We used to call it wrapping a house, but TP.
Oh, is that what you called it?
Yeah.
Did you do eggs? Today's like National Egg Day.
No, we didn't
egg
do eggs.
And TP?
No.
Egg does real damage.
Yeah.
Like, you
no,
can actually mess up
that.
Some paint with
we
eggs
didn't
do
and
stuff.
That.
You know, if it stays on there too long, sun baking in it.
But if you did it before rain, that's what it would really, because that clean up stuff.
Well, you can't. You got to wait till it dries.
Right.
You can't clean up wet toilet paper. Like, if it rains right after your toilet paper, you gotta wait till it dries, then take it off.
How much wet toilet paper are you cleaning up now?
Well, I'm saying you can't because it's so fine.
Right. Right? I was just wondering how you.
I don't clean up wet toilet paper.
No, you're peeing in the backyard. No need for
it. It's so out of context.
I'm never going to let you.
So out of context.
You always bring that up.
But it's, as BK mentioned, that's where the dogs go. It's fine.
You're not a dog.
It's my backyard. It's gated.
Your fiance calls you the black gentleman. That's what the neighborhood knows you as. You're the black gentleman.
The black
gentlemen don't pee in backyards.
That is true.
Dogs do.
Gentlemen do not pee in backyards. All right, BK, what's on tap for you tonight?
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Rod's just trying to be more like a dog. I don't understand the issue.
Oh, I should have never admitted that.
Oh, man.
That's great. What's on tap? Two NBA playoff games, two Stanley Cup playoff games. The Rangers lost again. That's, I think, 432 straight road losses for them.
What the hell? We're doing close.
The Astros couldn't sweep the Red Sox today, but they still take three or four, so you'll take that. But playoffs, baby. Basketball and hockey. That's all I got. What about you, Keddy?
That's it. Basketball. And actually, Cubs are on, too. Cubs have been red hot. So I will check out Mr. Davies and the Cubs. But I'm really more focused on, I mean, look, the Nuggets, Blazers have been a great series. But I want to see if LeBron can do this.
I know. I do. I want to see if he can do it, too. And I'm doubtful, but I can't bet against LeBron and when his back is up against the wall. But you know what? I don't think he's been here before, not for a long time, when he's got to be the solo superstar and carry the team.
Yep.
He hadn't been there in a while, since his first time Cleveland days.
Yep.
Yeah. So
Cleveland!
You know, like Andy Varejao, you didn't think he was a superstar.
Exactly.
Guys, we just had like one of the biggest upsets in sports history happen a couple of hours ago.
OU softball?
Oklahoma softball lost to James Madison.
No, they didn't.
They did, 4-3.
You're lying.
Not unless ESPN's lying.
J-Man.
Wow.
Yeah, like OU was such a prohibitive favorite to win the Women's College World Series. Like, I thought they were going to win every game by 10 runs. And
they still may win it all.
They could still win it all.
Right?
But they lost to James Madison.
That's crazy.
Hey, that's a wake-up call.
It is. That's
it
Spiders?
The Dukes.
The Dukes, okay.
It can happen, man.
Richmond is the Spiders.
Oh, that's their mascot,
You're
the Dukes?
You're all over it. You're all over it.
I prefer the Blue Hose.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that upset bug is out of the way now.
Exactly.
And when Texas takes on, hopefully at 1 o'clock tomorrow, Southern, they will not be upset. They're going to be going with Tristan Stevens. Our show, assuming that actually happens with the weather, will be on right after that. But you got a 2-hour flex coming up next. You got Snoop. You got Zach. You got Nolan. They're talking high school ball. We'll be back tomorrow. Peace, y'all.